common sense is not so common. And in an era where global uncertainty is rampant and government is out of control, this is the show making sense of all the madness. Broadcasting live from the Arizona desert, you can't dodge the Hodge. Here's your host, Dave Hodges.
Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. Thanks for staying with us into our guest segment. And we are going to be joined by John Wayne, and I always have to say this in case there are new people. No, not the Duke, he's been long gone. This John Wayne is very much alive, he's a talk show host. And we go to him quite often for his expert opinions on what's going on. He has the ability to synthesize things and form cohesive conclusions. And we're at that time where I'm going around to my colleagues and I'm saying, well, what do you think? You know, America held hostage day five. What do you think? So we're going to be joining John in just a moment. First, we've got to pay some bills. And I'll tell you, pay some bills means you need to listen up very carefully. Biden just signed an executive order for a food vulnerability bill, an AOL.com. Oh, they're so wonderful over there at AOL Time Warner, aren't they? They said, oh, hey, he's really taking care of the food shortage problem. 14% of Americans going to bed hungry and no more. Thank you, Biden, you're Lord. No, sorry. When you have a supply chain problem the way we do, when you have the meat packing plants closed the way that we do, when you have millions of cows that had to been gutted and killed because they can't get stuff to market like we do, when you start to have the beginnings of the ravages of food inflation, they're hiding with smaller packaging. When you have all those things going on, you can have 100 executive orders and it's not going to make a darn bit of difference. And so what do you got to do? You got to get your own storable food. That's what. Where do you go? MPS. Why? 4-week special, 20% off. So every time you order a 4-week increment, you get 20% off. There's no deal like this in America for restaurant quality food, 25-year shelf life, 2,000 calories per day. Go to preparewithdave.com. Additionally, ladies and gentlemen, we're brought to you by Noble Gold. And you say, well, Dave, why do I need gold? Now, you can't eat gold. Yeah, but you can't eat the money you're going to lose in the bank either. And you just need to keep operating capital there, and you need to diversify. So if you have an IRA, they can help you. They'll save your IRA. If you have overextension on cash and so forth, other liabilities, they can help you with that too. They're great. I'm a customer multiple times over. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com to find out more, or simply give them a call at 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. Tell them Dave Hodges told you to call, and you'll thank me after the crash, and you're still intact. Well, John Wayne's been a frequent guest on our show. And we actually started off talking about asteroids, and that's going to be back in the news here pretty quick, and I got a story on that, but we're not going to cover it today. But we'll return to that. But right now we're turning our attention to Obama 2.0, Joe Biden, the Demented. I think that's how he should go down in history is, you know, the Demented. King Richard the Lionhearted, we have Joe Biden, the Demented. We could also call him Beijing Joe, the Traitor. Take your pick. We already know what Kamala Harris is, but you can't mention it. Mixed company. So, John, welcome to the show. Glad you're here. And I've seen enough after 5 days to be scared poopless. How about you?
You know, it's pretty shocking to see. And, you know, I've got faith that maybe the military very well may be in control yet. But still, with that being said, the military in control, we know a coup's been executed in the country, and the laws and directives that they're trying to institute. I mean, even like, you know, what was it, the very first day in office, if that's what we're going to call it, the very first day in him being in this position, because that's what he's in. He's in a position. Yeah. And honestly, he's not in a good position. We'll just put it that way, lightly. But, you know, they were literally changing things to the effect of, like, gender numeralification, like, what was it, XM or MX. MX is what it was. Somebody brought this to my attention. I was like, you know, that's pretty crazy, you know. And so I was like, well, what does MX stand for in Roman numerals, you know, 1-0, 10 or 0-1, and it was so this literal binary number to MX. I mean, there's a million ways to go. So what's going on with what I believe and what I see? Like we said, we saw a coup d'etat performed. I saw the U.S. soldiers turn their backs on their motorcades, and when they were literally walking in through the Capitol, they looked scared to death. Like, they were like, oh my God, is this the day they're going to literally arrest us? And then I was very disappointed, Dave, when I saw the soldiers not turning the gates inward and the motorcades going ahead and driving on out. But I don't know if you'd heard this as well. Did you hear that Biden supposedly had to fly in on a non-military aircraft? He wasn't allowed to use government aircraft to fly into the, you know, in very loose quotations, inauguration.
No, I hadn't heard that specifically, but I've heard something along the similar lines, that the military is refusing to cooperate with Biden. And you saw the National Guard reaction, turning their back on them. That tells me the military may not be in favor of what's going on. So, yeah, you're raising a good point. I did not know what you're saying, but it does not surprise me.
Right. You know, and I'd found this out a couple nights ago from a guy that really tracks the flights in the country. And, you know, to find that out and then hear just the other night or the other day, remember they were saying, well, you know, kicking the troops out of the Capitol to an underground parking garage.
Yeah.
You know, that...
Pretty bad.
Yeah, that didn't sit well with the military, obviously. So they know where they sit, and the thing is like we were saying, you know, there's deep state, if that's what we're going to call the real bad guys, the deep state. Obviously, they've got to have some generals in their back pocket. You remember when Obama purged the top brass? And, you know, I mean, we got to say it. We got to be honest here about everything. The person still calling the shots right now, I'm going to guarantee you, there, Joe Biden sits there and has a phone call with Barack Hussein Obama probably about every day. What should I do, Barry?
Yeah.
What do I do now? I guess there was a hot mic moment where when he was signing these executive orders, of which I want people just to understand that the man is not a duly elected president, and pray to Father, I have been a lot myself praying to Father that all of this will come to a head and these people will be tried for the crimes they're involved in. That these executive orders that he's signing, they will not stand because they're going to be null and void. And I'm praying from the dates I've heard, March 21st through April 1st. Something could happen to where the true president is reinstalled into power. But see, the way I've heard it, people are, like in my colleagues as well, are saying that the president is not in power anymore. He had to step away, Donald John Trump being the president, because the military has to be in control for the situations that are taking place to try people for crimes of high treason. And now that they've literally solidified and sealed the deal and began signing executive orders, I mean, you can't get any deeper into high treason than what they've literally gotten into. But the thing is, are the good guys, the real true good guys, going to do something about it? You know, I mean, there's only so much me and you can do by broadcasting to the thousands of people that pick up our broadcasts across the world. But, you know, we're not the ones that are able to exact the arrest orders, if you will. You
know, I know. You're right. And I'll be honest with you, too, because Trump has been so hesitant to do what he could have done, like the early morning hours into the election when they stopped counting and there was substantial voter fraud. He could have sent in the federal marshals, seized all the votes, and stopped everything there. Prior to the election, when they were fighting Trump votes in dumpsters and cornfields, they shouldn't even have had an election. They should have torn the whole thing down and said, okay, this is what we're going to do, and we're going to supervise it. He should have stopped it long before it got to this point.
I agree wholeheartedly, but then again, I look and see how there were a lot of people playing both sides of the fence, you know, covertly to the left, but saying, oh, Mr. President, I've completely got your back and I'm totally on your side. And by goodness, you know, I stand with you. That would be one of them would be Lindsey Graham. Remember how he flipped
snake in the grass, Lindsey Graham.
Oh, absolutely. Very, very corrupt. Politician, if that's what we're going to call him, a politician, a politics, You know, the Paulies and their ticks, and they literally drain the lifeblood out of the country and the taxpaying American. that's one of them. But I think he had to let this go as far as not only allowing the treasonous traitors to sign their documents by letting the ink literally touch the paper to solidify high treason, but to let them go ahead and continue to carry the full act out and try to act as in sitting office or within the office of the presidency. But I mean, I pray to God I'm right, Dave, but the thing is, like you're saying, in just the past 5 days, we've seen some pretty crazy stuff, and, you know, Portland's still in a complete meltdown mode.
You know, you gotta wonder, what the hell is that about? You know, I know federal law enforcement that have been dispatched there. Their guy is in the Oval Office. They won. By hook and crook, they won. What could they possibly be protesting?
Right. Well, from what I've heard, I watched an interview on YouTube. I'm not going to mention where or anything, but the thing was, the guy had a former Antifa member that had infiltrated the group, and they one of the questions that the guy posed to him was, now, these people that are, like, in the streets, you know, obviously the Pelosi's, the Schumer's, and the Biden's and that era isn't far enough left for them. And the guy goes, absolutely not.
Yeah.
And he goes, okay, well, what about the squad? You know, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar, you know, these foreign nationals. I'm going to call them what they are, foreign nationals. I mean, Ocasio-Cortez, not a foreign national, but still doesn't have an inkling of a clue what she's truly and formally involved in. The guy asked him, you know, are them people far enough left for these throngs and mobs of people? And he said, absolutely not. So if they're not far enough left, and what we see in the streets there, I mean, I guess it's basically all across the country. It's just not being reported in full and in firm. Because I saw a report from Tacoma, Washington, just a little bit ago, where a police officer had to drive through a group of people and a person and got injured. you know, we see what they stand for. They say anti-fascist. Dave, they're not anti-fascist. They are the fascists.
They are. I agree. They are.
They are the fascists. They are the communists. And democracy? Hell no. That ain't even in their agenda. Their agenda is complete and total overthrow of the country. Them people there, in their own right, are committing a form of sedition.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's sedition in its full-fledged definition, sedition. But also, they need to understand that they are committing treason as well. And I've been warning Dave, I've been saying it for the past year and a half, that these people are going to be the first inductees into the concentration camps to get the ball rolling.
Now, which people? You're not saying Antifa, are you?
I believe they will be the ones to be used to open the doors officially. Say, well, you know, look how out of control these people are, man. Okay. We can't put them in the general populace of the prison industrial complex. We need to house them in a facility, and that will be one of the pre-leading factors to opening the doors for the camps for the everyday citizen.
Interesting thought. Very, very interesting thought.
Well, you know, I've only been the one saying it. I've never really heard anybody else saying it or putting it out there, but I have. And I'm being serious because you can see how they're trying to move all of this and direct it in such a way to where, you know, they can do the bait and switch, just like they did in the Capitol there on the 6th. They pulled off the bait and switch and sold to the mindless masses out there that eat the mainstream media, you know, hook, line, and sinker every day, that, oh, my God, look at the Trump supporters. They raised the Capitol. No, man. That's not the fact of the matter. Did you hear, I don't know if you've heard this, but John B. Wells was interviewing somebody that was on the ground there, a pretty reputable man, I can't think of the guy's name, but he said, you know, he was standing there out in front of the Capitol. He wasn't involved with the raising of the Capitol, if that's what we're going to call it. It wasn't any raising of the Capitol to any terms of that fact of the matter. But he said that when he was standing out there, right before things went really crazy, he said it was all calm and nothing's going on. And he said all of a sudden he looked up and he saw a red flare being fired from off the top of the Capitol. And he goes, said to himself, he said this on this this broadcast with John B. Wells. He goes, at the time, I didn't really think much of it, but then everything just went absolutely crazy. Everything just went crazy as soon as that red flare was fired. He goes, and this is the only person I've had or heard mention of it. And he was being honest and forthright. You know, you can tell I've been doing this radio thing for 8 years. And just by listening to a person's demeanor, by how they're describing what they saw, you can tell if they're being honest or not. You know what I mean? You can get that feel. And this guy was telling the truth. He saw a red flare fired from the top of the Capitol for the, I don't know, what do you want to call it? The ready, set, go button, I guess, if you will, for the Antifa crowd. We're in a bad shape, but like I said, I pray to God, good men and women are doing their due diligent work and that these people will be tried for high crimes.
Well, my take is this. There's two ways to, salvation for this country. One is a general repentance and acceptance of the Lord Jesus Christ and do His will, and He'll intervene in supernatural ways. I don't ever underestimate the Lord, but when I look at our countrymen, I say slim and none chance. Who knows though? God can do wonders on the hearts of men, but I'm just saying what I see for my countrymen, no. Not enough. There's not enough for a tipping point, in my opinion. The second thing that can happen is the military can interject themselves. And outside the spiritual realm, there is no path to saving this country that does not involve the use of the military. At least I don't see it.
You're right. I agree with that because we are beyond that point. You know, we've crossed the Rubicon, if you will, and we can't go back from here. It looks as if the only thing that will pacify and resurrect the country would be an internal conflict because, I mean, I'm not asking for this by God's means, no, man. An absolute internal conflict is not anything anybody in this country wants, and these kids out there in the streets thinking they're, you know, let's do the revolution. Hey, man, no, you are crazy.
You know, you think,
jeez. You know, I mean, do you have any idea what you are doing? Do you understand the crimes and penalties that could be facing you? Say something really bad does happen in this country, and let's say the military is in full form control. What would these people think if you told them, hey man, you could be hanging by a rope next weekend if you, if the law deems fit for what you're involved with?
Well, I should say this too. Whatever happens, military, no military, whatever. Excuse me. You and I are going to have nothing to do with it, nothing to say about it. We don't have that power. I can just say that right now, the Democrats own all three branches. They own the media. Okay. They own all the pressure points. They own Wall Street. They own the federal agencies, the bureaucracies. there's no way to turn this back. There'll never be another free election. I mean, we've had our last free election, and it wasn't free. It was stolen, and people underestimate what's happened. They think the election was stolen in 2020. No, the election process was stolen in 2020. There'll never be another election, but I just want to make this clear because I'm not saying we should have a revolution. I'm just saying there will be no change without the military involvement, period. Period.
That's right.
And
because
you and
military,
I, John Wayne and Dave Rogers, have nothing to do with this. Nothing.
Nope. We have nothing to do with it. You know, we're just, what we are doing is we're calling things for how we see it happening. You know, kind of, you know, I'm not too much into sports. You're very big into sports. You know, you were a coach, you know, and kind of like what we're doing is we're doing the play by play, you know, it's calling the plays as kind of as we see them being played. We don't know what's on the coach's playbook. We don't know. We're sitting up in the booth, you know, with the microphones in our hands saying, hey, okay, they've got 10 yards to touchdown. Okay, well, they ran this scrimmage block. Okay, run on. You know, stop and push them back. Keep pushing them back. Don't let them get the touchdown. Well, you know, it's, what is it, inches and, you know, the clock's running out. You know, you're right. The military will be the ones that will say, hey, man, no, we cannot allow a foreign communist operator to take this country. We can't allow it to happen. The military, I firmly believe the military is in control right now. And one thing I wanted to ask you, Dave, did you see the communist agent that was with Biden throughout the whole inauguration?
Are you talking about the Chinese person?
That would be him.
Yes, I saw that. Yeah, everyone.
You know, and the thing that's interesting about the guy, I was on a phone call with a friend from Australia watching it live. We were kind of venting to each other about everything. And I mean, I find it absolutely amazing that our brethren in Australia and the United Kingdom are, they've got our backs and they're just as upset and, you know, frivolous as hell with what's going on. And it's amazing to see because these are people from other countries. So we were venting to each other and he goes, you know, I brought up about the Chinese agent. He goes, well, yeah, he goes, the first thing I saw was how the guy was carrying himself, how he was, you know, walking, if you will, his movement. And I go, you know, Monty, you're right. He does look like he's wearing one of them uniforms that has the little push pin in the tie and, you know, in the neck. So he's standing there. So he's all rigid. And another thing I noticed is when they were standing there and the bishop or the father or the priest, I don't know his denunciation, but when he started giving his eulogy and everybody bowed their heads and closed their eyes, that Chinese communist agent was looking around at people like, what in the hell are they doing? You know, like he's not accustomed to the traditions of prayer in this country. He looked around at people like, what in the hell are you people doing? This is so weird. That's the way he acted. And as soon as I caught that, boy, they literally turned the camera quick. And another thing is old sleepy, creepy Beijing Biden Joe up there giving his speech. I'm going to tell you what, did anybody notice the glass, the bulletproof glass in front of him with the great big teleprompter running off the front of it? I did. You know, this is so fake. The one thing that isn't fake, though, that we know for a fact is that a commu-fascist socialist coup has been executed on the country. That is a fact. We know this. The one thing we don't know for a fact is the military in control and not answering to the illicit, illegal administration that has literally performed a coup. I don't know that. Is the president, Donald John Trump, still in control? No, he's not. Is he in the background? I would assume very much so. To what extent? I do not know. But I think he had to pull completely back to allow the military to handle the situation that is literally and rightfully the military's situation to handle. Because you know as well as I know, Dave, the men and women in the military will not stand for a communist who, you know, literally is in bed with the Chinese up to his eyebrows, him and his son and his brother, and God only knows who else they're connected and involved with. The military will not stand to allow that to happen. I pray.
Well, I pray too. But what do we pray for? Where's the pressure point to turn things around?
That's a good question. I don't know. And the thing is where the military stands. You know, I mean, we know that, you know, power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. So who's in control of the military? How far are they willing to push things? And does this also involve forced inoculations through the certificate of vaccination identification AI jab, the COVID-19 jab? I don't know, but I could see where this could really spin out of control into a really bad area. You know, Dave, I've kind of termed it, where we are for a nation and a country right now is we are in a gray state. A gray state. One more time, I want people to pick this up. Folks, we are in a gray state within this constitutional republic.
Yeah, I hear you. I absolutely hear you. Gray state is a good way to put it. Some people would say we're in limbo, but we're more in limbo. We're being held in shackles. I mean, if we were confined to the Phantom Zone, to borrow a term from Superman, we would be in a physical realm because we got chains and shackles on us. We're deplatformed. You look at Trump, his bank account taken away at United Bank. I don't even know how that's legal.
That's called
theft. Oh, yeah, United Bank in Florida has canceled Trump's account.
Oh, my God.
See, this is the other thing, too, that's interesting. Are you shocked at the height, width, and depth of the deep state, just how enormous it is?
Oh, my God, yes. It's a megalithic, monolithic, maniacal machine that is going to oppress everything and anything in its sight if it gets its way.
Well, I look at this and I just, excuse me, I just kind of, I'm taken back because when we started our fight with Donald Trump against the deep state, I thought it was arrest Hillary and a few dozen others and everything would be okay, kumbaya, sing by the campfire. What I'm finding is it's like the invasion of the body snatchers. These alien spores have infected bodies all over the planet, all over the country, and we don't know who's who, and they're very numerous.
Absolutely. You know, and look at what's taking place. You know, you said the planet. Around the planet right now, there are uprisings everywhere. You know, I saw something, Russia is in a big uprising in certain areas around its country. Navalny, Alexander Navalny, I think that might be the name, a political prisoner everybody's up in arms about. You got major uprisings in Germany, France, here in the States, and it's a global thing. And you're right, this parasite of whatever it is, it's not human, it's subhuman is what it is. I'd have to say Luciferian, satanic, yes. Ninth circle, satanic sacrifice type stuff. These people are completely taken over by whatever this spirit is. And I firmly believe, Dave, that they're using arcane dark art, you know, magic, if you will, to control the populace to certain degrees. You know, a lot of people will laugh and say, I'm out of my mind, and their eyes are going to roll back into their gray matter and say, you're stupid. Hey, man, no, I'm not. Look, they've been doing this for thousands of years. The religions are very real. You know, it depends on how they're being used. But they are very real, and these people have been using dark, arcane magic to get their way and make their wills of power. And their power plays. And you said, you know, could the nation get together and all hit their knees at once and say, my God, please save us and deliver us from this tyranny you're about ready to make us go through? There's not enough people. And I think God would even turn his back because look how many people have turned their back on Father here in the country. You know, look at the houses of worship. The houses of worship have been defiled. They've been infiltrated by the satanic sects.
Yeah, the worst ones are the pastors themselves.
Right, the 501c3s and the clergy response teams, literally leading their flock to enslavement. I mean, you know, this is all true, what we're saying. What I'm saying is very true. I'm not going to lie. You know, I'm not going to beat around the bush, but, you know, make no mistake. Right now, at this current time, in this juncture in our history, folks like me and you, we need to be awfully damn careful about what we say and how we state things. Because me and you know for a fact where things go in history, where things are at right now, if they're left unchecked. But all facets of society have been infiltrated through Luciferianism, your schools, your churches, your hospitals, your law enforcement agencies, everything has. And that's why Father will turn his back and allow judgment to fall upon this nation. Not only because of that, but because of all the other debaucherous things that this country has been involved with. I mean, you know, you want to start making a list, we could sit here and probably name things off for the next, you know, 25 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. I know. I hear what you're saying exactly. Excuse me. The bottom line is, in all this, we have few options left. We have little time. The longer this despotic takeover of our government continues, the less likely we are to ever return to a sense of control over our governmental processes. I actually think we're months away from FEMA camp incarcerations. They'll disguise it as something else. Call it COVID isolation camps. Call it what you will. But I think by this summer, the purge is going to be on. And I think we have net between now and June 1st to get our house in order.
I agree, you know, and it makes me wonder about a lot of things to that effect, because from what I'd heard is that, like you were saying, they won't come get you, you know, and, you know, goon squads. I mean, they very well could. But what will happen is, I was reading something. I can't remember where I was reading it, or, I mean, it was purported to come from an official document. And how they would go about rounding people up is, they'll just get you at the post office. They'll get you out on your morning walk. They'll get you while you go to pick your children up from school. This is how they will operate. And they won't send, you know, the men in black or the goon squads, the, you know, armored up, black goon squads. They'll send the local law enforcement to pick you up and take you off the streets. You know, Dave, I've had this happen to me. Hillary Clinton was in town for, a donation thing. You know, she has some big donors in a local town nearby. And I wasn't in town for absolutely anything to do with her. I could have gave a damn less. But I was literally swooped up off the street, Gestapo style, by six police officers in three patrol cars, beat the shit out of, taken downtown, and locked in a restraint chair for about, I'd say, a good 15 hours. Until she was long gone. I was rocking the boat pretty heavy in 2015 when this happened.
You got someone's attention.
You know, and they thought I might have been a possible threat because she was in town. I knew roughly where she was at, but I didn't care. You know, what am I going to do? You know, I'm not going to do anything because I value my freedom and my safety. But I guess, you know, they valued her freedom and safety a little bit more. I mean, they literally did. They dislocated my shoulders, tore a tendon in my left hand with the handcuffs. You know, this is a true story.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not making any of it up. The thing is, this is how they operate. And they're not worried about anything. They will go out and they'll pick up whoever the hell they want, and they'll send the local law enforcement to go do it. So, I mean, what's my advice to people they're going to go pick up? I don't know. And that's, like I said, you know, got to watch what we say. You know, go with them willingly. I wouldn't agree upon that. Try to flee. I don't agree upon that either. But the thing is, if fleeing is going to mean your survival, well, then fleeing is what you must do. You know, don't get into a goddamn gun battle with the police. It never ends well, okay? You know, and like we've said, these people are just, well, I'm following my orders. I'm doing what I was told to do. Well, I want to make it abundantly clear, as I have over the past several months, to people that are in them positions, to where they say, you know, go get, I don't know, I was just going to say a random name, Jerry Schneider. Go get Jerry Schneider off the street. And they go out and do it. Well, I want them people to understand that follow the orders, that once your usefulness is up, you're expendable yourself. You know, instead of go get Jerry Schneider off the street, that's going to be, you know, hey, man, they're sending the goon squad to come get you. And you were one of the federal agents that was rounding people up in the beginning of everything. This is how it works in history. You know, I don't know how more blatantly we have to be to say, hey, man, people need to pay attention to history, because where we're at, what's going on, can be looked back in the analogs of history, and we're seeing it replayed to this day. You know, Bolshevik Revolution is an extremely fine point to make. You know, And I knew you had your dog barking there in the background, which is fine. You know, my dogs raise hell every once in a while too. You know, I didn't know if you're on mute too. I didn't know. So, but I can keep running with this because.
No, you're doing good. Yes, he's going to be severely punished for being a dog. But anyway, I didn't even know he was in the house, but such is the travails of having a home studio, but not letting that get in the way. I agree with 100% of what you just said. The bottom line is people need to not put themselves in harm's way. But collectively, I'm advocating for civil disobedience. And I think it starts with reopening your business, attending those businesses, supporting them. We need to become too big a problem for them to manage in this area. And I think it's a way to establish a beachhead.
That is. It's very important that people heed that message, which you just put out there. Your people in all communities across the nation, around the world, you need to stand together, arm in arm, open up your shops, defend your shops, and do not allow a fascist government to shut you down. You know, I mean, my God, Dave, is this not so reminiscent of the stars on the windows, the storefronts, and you know, you can't go to that business because it's a Jew. You can't do that. If you go there, you're going to be in big trouble by Big Brother. Now, you better listen to us. That's how it's going down. And people, I just don't see how people have got this complete and total, utter disconnect from history. I think that's one of the main things that really scares me the most, is how complacent people are and negligent of history. You know, I'm pretty sure you're familiar with this, the 1933 Bonus Army.
Mm-hmm. I'm very familiar.
You know, 1919, the World War I soldiers wanted their reparations that the government had promised them, and well, the government just kept dragging their knuckles, as government does, you know, until 1933. You know, what is it, almost a whole 10, 11, 12, 13 years later, the Bonus Army, led by Smedley Butler, a renowned Marine Corps general, they marched on D.C., and some of them were killed, you know. I've mentioned this several times, and you'd be surprised, Dave, how many people are completely ignorant of the fact that that had ever occurred. They don't even know about it, you know, and these are people that are pretty damn smart. So, I mean, I don't know where to go. I mean, you take the reins. It's your broadcast.
Well, no, you're on a roll, and that's why I don't like to step in the way. But speaking of the Bonus Army, I think it was Douglas MacArthur that cracked some heads too.
Oh yes, him and Patton. Yeah,
they brought them in. Yeah, and all these guys were doing was say, "Pay us what you said you'd pay us," which just to show you. I mean, let's just be honest, okay? There are governments that are less intrusive than others. That makes them a better government. Doesn't make them a good government. There's no such thing as a good government. Government is the enemy of all people. All people. Except for those who are gathering resources from what the government can steal from law-abiding citizens. But government is the enemy of all people. And the key to having a livable society is to control the government.
That's right.
And right now, there are no controls on this government.
There is absolutely no controls whatsoever, you know, and I wanted to make an extremely interesting correlation with history, you know, to people that were just following their orders and doing what they were told. General Patton comes to mind. General George S. Patton comes to mind. See, he was involved with the repel of the Bonus Army from the Capitol. With his, when he was, you know, his armored unit he was in at the time. Well, look what happened. You know, yes, he was gained very extreme notoriety and was one of the best generals this country had ever seen. But, like we've said, and I was saying a little bit ago, this is where the correlation comes in, is once your usefulness is up, you become expendable yourself. What happened to Patton? He was assassinated. Why was he assassinated? Because they feared him becoming the president over Eisenhower.
Well, also became too, expendable. Because of the position he took with regard to Russia.
Oh, absolutely. That too, yes.
he wasn't willing to back down from Russia, saying, you know, we're going to fight the Ruskies next.
Yep. You know, and it just didn't play into the people that were controlling the things at the time, and they've been controlling the things for a long time. The Red Shields, the Rothschilds, and that's what that means, is Red Shields. You know, these are ancient families that go back hundreds and hundreds of years, if not thousands of years. And all wars are fomented for being bankers' wars. You know, what happens when, you know, by God, we just ain't got enough money to do anything no more? Well, we better bomb the hell out of a country. You know, that'll bring the economy right back. You know, and that's what they've done. World War One, World War Two, and World War Three is going on right now. It just hasn't went completely, totally hot yet. But you know, we've been making them statements for the past, oh, I don't know, a good 10 years. I'd say 10 years at least. I mean, officially and formally, World War Three started September 11th, 2001. You know, with the bringing down of the Twin Towers. And, you know, I mean, you know, and there's so many things, Dave, that are tied together. Philip Marshall with the Big Bamboozle wrote a book about the Boeing fly-by-wire, you know, literally flying these big planes like kites. You know, I don't believe anybody was even on them, these planes. People in the buildings? Absolutely. Did planes hit the buildings? Yes. To what degree? I don't know to what nth degree. But yes, something did hit the buildings. But what brought the buildings down was two W-54 miniature grade nukes. You know, ground zero. Why do they call it ground zero? Because that's where you detonate a nuke, is ground zero. Why do we have a memory pool over ground zero? So we can keep the radiation down. I mean, Dave, it's not hard to put the pieces of the puzzle together to make common sense. You know, the people that killed Kennedy, they're still in control. Actually, in all totality, yes, they're still in control. Was it all supposed to be declassified in 2017? All documentation? Absolutely it was.
Yeah.
Where did is it? It? No, it didn't. Yeah, no, yeah, it wasn't.
Where is it?
No, exactly. You're right. You know, and I listened to you, Dave. I mean, you did a broadcast. This is before we come in contact with each other, and you were really just making some extremely amazing points, of which I'd never heard about the Kennedy assassination. You know, the hit teams from different areas, if we will, and who they're connected to, and all the other dots. You know, I mean, this never stops, and it's still continuing to this day. You know, I mean, I think, like you said, the military, yes, it'll be the military that has the final play in a lot of everything, but the American people will get to the point where they can't handle it no more. When they pull the last greenback out of your wallet, when they take the last pork chop and baked potato off your dinner plate, and you don't have nothing else left, and absolutely nothing left to lose, and you're trying to feed your family, and you have nothing to feed your family with because you didn't prepare. You need to prepare, you know, preparewithdave.com. The thing is the people will get to the point where, hey, man, we need to do something. And not as in me and you, as in we, me and you, no. But the vast majority of people out there that just won't be able to hack it, that just will not be able to take it, you know, it'll be, there will be the straw that breaks the camel's back. What will that be? Like I said, complete and total utter an aggrandizement, you know, taking away anybody's form of currency and food. That's their full long arm form of strength and control. Not only that, but fear. You know, fear is their currency as well.
Well, let me ask you this as we move towards closure. What's next? What do you see on the near horizon?
Well, like I said, I've been hearing anywhere between March 21st and April 1st. There could be some very big plays that put the rightful man back in the position of power that he should be in. But like I said, we're in a gray state. I don't know, Dave. I don't have a crystal ball. I don't have a scrying glass or a, you know, way to tell in time into the future, a looking glass, if you will. But I don't have any of that ability. All I can do is just trying to go day by day and catch things as they unfold, you know. There's so much that's just come out over the past 12 hours, and I still haven't even been able to pick up on an eighth of it. You know, the news cycle is so prevalent. But I just want people to maintain. You need to maintain. Don't lose your head. Stay at home. Hunker down. And whatever happens is going to happen. Just do not become that statistic, that number, that person that thinks, oh, I'm going to go run out and save the day. No, man, you're not. You're going to die. You're either going to end up in federal custody. And, you know, either way, you know, your family's going to suffer with either your incarceration or your death. Stand by, analyze what's going on, and then act accordingly. We're still at that point. And, you know, don't be the first person to make that move. Because, mind it, I want people to understand, there are going to be people out there that do make a move. And I don't want it to be any of our listeners, Dave. Because I don't want anybody to get hurt.
Yeah, but at some point, we're going to have to make our move. Someone's going to have to make a move, because I believe if March comes and nothing happens, the purge will be on pretty quickly.
And you're right with that. You know, I agree with that wholeheartedly. If nothing happens in good motions and gestures, then when they come to round you up and take you to a camp and have you executed, you know, don't be that person being paraded out in the street and then shot in the ditch line on the edge of town. Okay? I mean, if they come to literally take you by force, you have not committed any crime at all whatsoever. You know, even with the fabrication and fraudulent things they can do to say, oh, look at what we've found that you've done. Hey, man, no. They could literally doctor everything and anything to make you guilty of whatever the hell they want to make you guilty of.
Well, I'll give you an example. When we broadcast what we broadcast, they can simply label it a hate crime, insurrection acts. Even though it's not remotely the same, it is because they say it is. And this is the MO they're operating under. And I do believe they're coming after you and me, and they'll call it hate crimes.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I mean, they use this word speak, this disengagement or engagement of disengagement of words, that they take the meanings and turn them totally inside out and upside down. You know, it's like white nationalists. What's a white nationalist? You know, that's a word that they've used to pervert its true meaning, is what it really is. A white nationalist, or a nationalist in its own right, is a person that loves their country and will defend their country. That's what a nationalist is. It's nothing bad. You know, I mean, just saying that, what I just said right there, boy, that could get you a knock at the door and get you scooped up and thrown in the slammer, or if not, even worse, you know. But look at the hate speech they use, okay? Look at everything they do, look at how they invert it, and, you know, the inversion is pure, flat out.
It is, but it's always a case of rules for thee, but not for me. And this is what people need to realize. And I think your advice is very sage. Don't be at the forefront of any kind of oppositional movement. Other than, I think we're past the point of civil disobedience for the lockdowns. That should be automatic. And right now, that's not going to put you in a FEMA camp, because there'll be too many people. And I'll also say this, too. I hope it doesn't come to this, but you're better off fighting and dying in your front room than you are going off to a camp.
That's right. And if need be, you know, flee into the wilderness. What does it say in Scripture? It says there's going to come a time, folks, that you're going to have to flee to remain safe.
To the hills. That's what the Bible says, to the hills.
That's what it says, to the hills.
Real quickly here, before we close, tell people how they can follow your good work.
Thanks, Dave. Yes, every Saturday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1, at revolution.radiofreedomslips.com, Studio A. That's where you'll find me every Saturday, folks.
It's a great show.
Doing my broadcast. I've been doing it for 8 years, Dave, and, you know, there's a lot of times where I've felt beat and defeated, but we can never allow ourselves to be beat and defeated. We can't allow it to happen. We have to hold the line and keep informing the masses for how things are going. Like I said, you know, it's literally now play by play.
Yeah, well, we're beyond play by play. It's now agenda in motion.
And, yes, it is.
We are the target. It's kind of funny. You walk into a room and you wonder, who's the target? It's you. That's the bottom
right.
line. It's the American people. You are the target. Well, listen, I really appreciate coming on, John. We've kind of set the table for where you're coming from on this, and you're not far off from the other hosts that I've interviewed, and we all agree on one thing. We stand up now, or we're all going to become victims later.
That's right. You know, to close off with Benjamin Franklin, if we all don't hang together, we most assuredly will hang separate.
Absolutely. Well, hang in there, Mike.